神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
I am sure that every young couple or every couple that gets married wishes that it will be a lasting and a joyful experience.
我相信每一对夫妇，特别是年轻的夫妇，在结婚的时候，他们一定有这样的愿望，希望他们的婚姻持续到永远，而且能够圆满快乐。
And yet, it probably is one of the most important experiences that you will ever have in your life.
而且婚姻生活是我们在人生里面最能体验快乐的这样的一个生活。
So may I ask you, how much training, how much guidance, how much have you learned about marriage that can make your marriage a success and happy?
这么重要的这样的一个婚姻关系呢，到底你有多少的专业训练，有那种专门的知识的训练来让你的婚姻更快乐呢？
I'm sure there's many of you that stop and would think to yourself, what does she mean? I've never had any training in marriage.
当你听到我这个问题的时候，或许你就想说，我根本没有什么，我们根本没有受过什么婚姻的训练，是什么意思呢？
Maybe some of you have read some books and said, well, I have read some books about marriage.
有的人或许说呢，我有看到一些书，婚姻的书，我有这样的知识。
I have a friend of mine. When she was getting married, she felt very secure. She said she had read books and she believed she understood about it.
我有一个朋友，那她在结婚的时候呢，快结婚的时候，她就很高兴，很有安全感的说呢，我把所有的婚姻的书都看过了。
But through these last 20 years, she has realized she didn't read enough or what they said wasn't enough to make her marriage as happy as she had it.
二十年婚姻的生活使他发现到当初他所念的书如果不是因为里面的知识不够或者是不实际不然就是他好像没有念够那些专业的知识的书
So you have spent many, many years in your education and being educated that you might have a very good job and that you might be able to face life financially and be able to keep a family.
所以你曾经为了你以后的工作你的生活呢受了很多教育跟知识好让你的这种物质经济方面可以稳定让你有一个很安全的生活。
But in one of the most important situations that you find yourself in life, you go into it with some thoughts and understandings that are not true.
然后这种最重要的婚姻你竟然只是有一点点的那种认知，而且这个认知有时候是不真实的，就这样你就进入了婚姻。
Now I want to give you some principles of marriage, by Greg Swanson.
接下来我要给你由一位叫做 Swanson 先生，婚姻专家所给的一些婚姻的建议。
Now the first principle I want to speak about is that marriage is more than romance.
第一个原则，婚姻不是只有罗曼蒂克的气氛。
We are living in a day of modern communication.
今天是一个很现时代的一种沟通关系。
And the arts and the media give us an idea that romance is where love and marriage is.
所有的这种传递媒介或者是艺术呢，都在传递给我们爱是罗曼蒂克的。
And many of our people accept.This.
很多人也接受这种想法。
And then when they get into marriage and it isn't what they thought it would be in romance, it really shakes them.
一直到你进入婚姻的时候，你发现婚姻并不是这回事的时候，你就受到震惊了。
You see, marriage is a little bit like a vacation.
婚姻就像你去度假。
It never turns out the way we expect.
总是呢，没有你期待的这样实现。
We didn't expect to get lost as we were traveling.
有时候你在度假的时候，你去玩的时候呢，你没有期待你会迷失。
We didn't spend all of this money to have bad weather for the weeks that are on vacation.
你也没有准备啊，要准备一些多余的钱，然后或许会碰到啊不好的天气，好来用。
And we certainly didn't plan on arguing where we're going to eat.
然后当你要去度假以前也没有期待说呢我们会在半途中会争执一些小事比如说像吃什么在哪里吃。
And so it is with our marriage.
婚姻也是这样子的。
We see that romance is not what we thought it was going to be. It isn't as lasting. We hit some pitfalls and suddenly we become disillusioned.
当你进入婚姻之后，你所谓的罗曼史马上就会碰到一些低洼的一些低谷，然后把你陷在困境里面。
You may feel that nothing can go wrong in the marriage because you have romance, but when things come up and you begin to react frustrated, angry, wondering what has happened, then you realize that your marriage is not based and cannot be based.On romance.
如果你带着这种罗曼蒂克的想法进入婚姻的话，你会想说什么都不会有问题的。结果没有想到，很多情境使你有挫折感，使你生气，使你无辙。这种情况下面，你就发现了，不是罗曼蒂克的这样的想法可以来概括婚姻的。
You may have had an ideal that you thought this is what our marriage would be like, but actually you need that to help you to go on to work out the problems in your marriage.
或许你对婚姻是有理想的，那些理想是好的，那个理想要让你有一个目标来冲破你的困难，达到那个目标。
Because it's a poor marriage when you go into it thinking, well, if I don't like it, I'll get out of it. If she's not what I want, if he's not what I want, I can soon get out of it.
最失败的婚姻就是一碰到困难就想说反正我可以就离婚嘛，反正我不喜欢他，我就换一个人吧。
So we see then there is a point in marriage where our problems begin to challenge us.
所以在婚姻的困难里面呢，对我们是一种挑战。
And we must begin to materialize in our mind what marriage really is.
所以这样的话，你就需要在你的脑筋里面、理性里面呢，有一些想法、构思，知道说到底真正的婚姻是什么。
Sometimes it's on a honeymoon that one of the couples will think to themselves, "This isn't what I thought it should be."
有时候正在你们度蜜月的时候，彼此呢就想说，这是我所期待的婚姻，就是那么的甜蜜。
For some, it comes later in your marriage.
那有时候呢你的甜蜜呢是在婚姻后来出现了。
But there must come a point in your marriage where you realize that you are real people with real differences and real problems.
但是你要记得婚姻是两个很真实的不同的人在一起的所以会带来很真实不同的困难跟问题。
Many times romance may get you started as a couple and even in the early part of your marriage, but there comes a day of reality.
罗曼蒂克是一种你的想法、理想、期待，但是有一天你终究要面对现实。
And then you're going to understand it takes real determination, real persistence, and real problem-solving skills to keep it going.
所以当面对这些实际的困难的时候，你需要有真正的很坚毅刚忍的心，还有能够解决问题的这种能力，来冲破你的困难。
We must be committed to the reality of our marriage.
你必须要在这种现实里面有一种委身托付。
And then we must really try to work at making it work.
而且要想尽办法让一切困难能够行得通。
So you see, trying to make a marriage out of romance is something like trying to remain a child forever.
如果你想在婚姻里面保持永远的罗曼蒂克的话，就有点像你养一个孩子，想把他留在小孩子的阶段，不让他长大。
And if we were to remain a child forever, Do you realize that you would miss the enjoyment of the process of growing up and maturing?
如果你只想一个啊小宝宝就不让他长大的话，那你会错失很多孩子长大的这个过程中的这些可爱的地方。
So in our marriage, we have that maturing and growing process.
所以在婚姻里面呢，有他渐长成熟的阶段。
Now, marriage means leaving home.
婚姻的意思就是离开你原来的家。
Now, the one idea of this is when you get married, you leave your mother and father's home. You may go halfway around the world, but that isn't altogether leaving home.
实际上，当你结婚之后呢，你会带着伴侣，然后到某一个地方离开家庭去生活，但是我讲的离开自己的家的意思不是只有这样子。
So now we walk out of our home,But what are you taking with you?
你离家之后你带什么走呢?
We have to be aware that we are taking our attitudes with us, our behavior patterns, and our relations, to others.
你带走的是你的态度,还有你的行为模式,还有你跟人的关系。
See, they may have been acceptable in your childhood home, but now you've gone intowith another one that's altogether different than you, are they acceptable there?
刚才所提的那些呢，都是在你的家里面啊，已经养成的，是被接纳的。但是当你要带入这个新的家的时候，是不是会被接受呢？
You see, behavior that was tolerated by your parents, and maybe your brothers and sisters, and those of the extended family, is not always the behavior that others can accept.
你的行为模式在家里面从父母还有四周围的兄弟姐妹或亲戚环境把你养成之后呢，但是当你进入新的家不见得是别人可以去接纳的。
Maybe your mother allowed you to be selfish to a certain extent.
比如说你的母亲容许你在你的那种好像你可以自我中心可以自私一点。
Maybe you were a person that had emotional explosions. You got very angry.
或许你在家里面你可以随便发脾气你是一个很容易暴怒的人。
Maybe in your home, you were irresponsible and your mother and father picked up your responsibilities.
或许你在家是一个不太负责任，可是父母亲就会帮你补足，就是帮你负责任的人。
So you see, it's important for you to understand your traditional background.
所以很重要的，你要去了解你自己的这种背景。
And what you have inherited from your family, their values and their morals and their actions and reactions.
还有你对于从家里面来的传承来的一些你的反应你的道德观念你的价值观你都要了解。
Now the two of you are together with both of you with your backgrounds, your traditions, all of the things that you brought with you, and suddenly you are living together in a unit.
两个人从过去的背景传统来两个人要再次的结合在一起。
And things begin to come out and you begin to see the differences.In yourselves.
然后你的一切过去的背景都会显示出来然后呢就彼此都看到原来的自己。
It can be as simple as how we put the dishes and where we put them.
这种问题呢简单到到底我们该怎么来放我们的碗盘然后放在哪里。
It could be in how we arrange our furniture.
有时候呢像那种怎么样摆我们的家里面的这些家具。
Of course, it can then come into how we raise our children.
接下去怎么样来带我们的孩子?
You see, we can come up with, well, my home wasn't like this, we did it this way.
然后呢,就会有,我家是这样子的,我们是这样做的。
So, when we left home, we brought a lot of things with us that we're going to have to understand and maybe change.
很多你从家里带出来的那些呢你要知道说这是我原来的原生家庭的背景或许有时候我需要调整改变。
Maybe you brought something from home that will enrich your marriage life.
或许你从家里面出来的时候呢你所带出来的一些里面的东西会让你的婚姻更好。
You know, you can say at one of your traditional holidays, you know, this is what we did and it was so much fun. And then your spouse said, oh, you know, that sounds like it. And it became your tradition and they accepted it and it enriched your home.
比如说呢你在家里面呢在某一个节日里面你们家有这样的一个活动气氛。你可以把这样的一个活动气氛带到你新的家庭然后对方也接受了后来发现很有趣所以对你的家庭是让它更丰富的。
But many times it can bring a rift. It can bring something in your family that isn't good.
但是有时候也会带来这新的家庭给他一些难处，觉得说啊不太好的地方。
So you see, what you need to do is to understand that you bring some things from your childhood.
所以这第二点的原则是告诉你说呢，你要知道去了解到有一些是从家里面你的背景带出来的一些东西。
Now you must evaluate, these things and begin to see them in reality. Is this what we need for our home?
你要去做一点评价过滤，到底我们这个新的家需要这些吗？是不是对我们有好处呢？
And maybe you can say, no, I'll just leave that out. I won't bother with that.
或许想想你说不用了吧，我们现在不需要这个了嘛，所以我就不要，我要小心不要再让它出现了。
You see, this is what happens in cross-culture marriages.
这个对于那种跨文化的婚姻呢，不同国籍的、不同文化的婚姻呢，特别有问题。
It's not that they don't love and care for each other.
并不代表两个人不彼此相爱。
But in many ways, they have a harder...a harder way to adjust to each other.
但是呢，这种彼此从原生家庭来的这种调整呢，会比较难一点。
Because unconsciously, their whole life is brought up in their own culture.
因为呢，人的整个的生活呢，都被过去的文化背景所包围。
And it takes two very wise couple that is really understanding the fact that a lot of the problems that seems to be arising is from the different cultures.
那只有聪明的人才会警觉到原来我们的问题有一些问题呢都是出在我们个人的背景。
Now some of you might smile at me and say, but I love my husband or my boyfriend and we won't have those kind of problems.
或许有的人正在想说呢我非常爱我的伴侣所以呢我不会有这种问题的。
I wish that was true.
我但愿这话是真的。
But I have met some of them, I think of one now, very self-confident.But now they're facing those problems.
我就现在就有一个这个例子，就是呢，本来很有自信心的，马上就面对这种婚姻的背景的问题。
Now we've just left the second principle, which says marriage must leave home. In other words, we have to leave the things behind us to go into our marriage.
所以我们现在讲的第二个原则就是呢，你要真的离开家的意思是说呢，把你从家里面带出来的过滤一下，不一定要带到你的新的婚姻里面去。
Now, our third principle is about being dependent on each other.
接下来第三个就是呢，我们要彼此的依存，彼此的依赖。
You see, unconsciously, we must, many times we begin to act as one person.
有时候呢，无意识当中呢，我们好像说还是各行自己的事情，我行我素。
And we take on those areas in our life that we're better suited for.
然后我们就认为自己可以好一点的方式呢来生活。
Without realizing it, one seems to be the one that takes care of the finance.
比如说呢，只有一个人那个人比较会管钱，就让他管钱。
Then maybe the other is the one that takes care of the kitchen, the buying, and those kind of things.
另外一个呢，他就是专门在管厨房。
Then there's one that maybe takes care of our social context for the family.
那另外一方面呢，比如说这种外面的这种社交关系，由其中的一个人来负责。
And without realizing it, we begin to see how we depend on each other.
这样下来你就发现彼此呢谁都不可以缺少谁。
Now stop a moment and think, is there some way you're dependent on your husband or you're dependent on your wife?
你停下来想一想是不是在某些方面你是依赖你的先生或你的太太的。
And some of you might be a little surprised, but you say, yes, I do depend on them.
或许你想一想说很惊讶说是啊真的我都靠他做这些事情呢。
And this is good unless something comes in and we becometoo dependent on the person.
这个是好的，但是如果太过分的时候也会有问题。
Until we depend on them for everything.
比如说呢，你依赖对方到一个地步呢，什么都依赖他。
And this is not what marriage is.
这个不是婚姻的意思。
Marriage is when we have a balance of depending on each other in certain areas.
婚姻就是彼此依赖的生存，但是是一种很平衡的某些方面依赖他某些方面他依赖我这样的生存的。
But sometimes one of the spouses begins to take advantage of the other one.
但是有时候其中的一个呢会过头了会开始呢好像要抢这个权益。
And they begin to push the responsibilities on the other one.
所以就把所有的责任都放在对方的身上。
Sometimes it's just because they're sort of lazy.
有时候是一种懒惰。
Other times is because they really do feel inadequate.
有时候是没有能力。
But this begins to bring a problem in the family.
这些都会带来婚姻家庭的这种困难。
Because many times they may accept that responsibility that you push on them.
那或许对方接受了你要他做的所有的责任。
But then there comes a time when they begin to get upset about it.
但是久而久之心里面会有不舒服。
And they begin to realize you've taken advantage.
后来就发现说怎么可以这样得寸进尺呢?
And this is when the arguments begin.
争执就来了。
This is when they become very disappointed.
开始失望了。
They begin to think this is too much for them. They can't stand it.
后来就觉得说这个不行了,我受不了了。
So you should strive for mutual dependence.
所以呢这种依赖呢是一种很平衡的一种依赖。
It's something like the old-fashioned scale where you put a weight on one side and a weight on the other.
就像那种啊秤就是有两边的天平的秤呢两边要平均。
You see, those weights have to be checked often.
那这种平均度呢这种重量呢常常要去调整它。
To make sure it's working well and then you may have to adjust it to make itExactly right.
看看有没有这个秤头对不对然后平不平均没有的话要调整一下。
So every once in a while, it's very good to be able to look at your marriage and see that you are a balanced couple.
所以呢常常偶尔就要回顾一下或检查一下彼此两个人的工作分配责任分配是不是有平衡呢
You know, the first 5 years of marriage will be a lot different than the 20th year.
那刚开始的五年的婚姻跟以后的二十年后的婚姻可是不一样的。
Because often on, your responsibilities will change.
因为你们的责任呢会改变。
And you'll see that your roles may be a little different.
角色也会有一些不同。
Maybe your husband becomes ill.
比如说呢先生生病了。
And you may have to pick up some different responsibilities.
因为这样你就必须要多挑拣责任。
Maybe you can see that your wife is overworked and she needs help. And so you began to adjust and you began to take up some of the responsibilities.
你也发现你的妻子呢越来越弱了所以你要一样的你要担负起多一点责任。
Actually, independence in marriage will cause a lot of trouble.
那种各行其事、彼此独立的这样的一个情况呢，对婚姻是有伤害的。
It's when you go your way and he goes his way that you begin to see a breach in the marriage.
你会发现越来个人做个人的，后来彼此的距离越来越远。
Instead of having times together, you have more time with your friends and your employees.
不但没有多点时间跟家人在一起呢，反而呢更多的时间跟外面的工作关系的人，你的同事们、朋友们在一起。
I saw this in a marriage.
这在婚姻里面我观察太多了。
A marriage that ended in a very bad divorce.
所以到后来只好以离婚来做结束。
She spent more time with her children, with her friends, and neglected her husband.
比如说一个妻子用很多心思跟时间跟孩子或者跟她的朋友在一起却忽略了自己的丈夫。
They would have saved themselves a lot of heartache if they had learned how to unite and work together and at times be together.
如果我们学习到怎么样在夫妻两人之间多一点彼此的这种依赖的话那我们就会省掉很多的麻烦困难然后会突破一些困难。
Independence caused some of the worst arguments.
独立呢会带来很大的争执。
I'm going to do my own thing.
因为我要这样做我要自己做。
And he'll say, I don't care, I'll go my own way.
对方说呢我才不管你你做吧我也有我自己的想法。
And then one of the worst things is when you keep your money separate.
最糟的是呢两个人钱是分开放的。
Do you know how powerful money is?
你知道钱是很有权势的。
Money itself drives us.
因为钱呢会有一种对你有一种驱赶的能力。
Money itself gives us an over self-confidence.
钱会带给你一种过分的自信心。
If I have my money, I can think I have no need of my husband.
当你有钱的时候你就想说我又不需要对方。
I remember a woman that said that one time.
有一次一个太太就这样跟我讲。
She said, I know why he needs me, but I don't need him.
我知道我先生是需要我的,但是呢,我不需要我先生。
That's why you should get away from any independent spirit that begins to form in your family.
那就是为什么在家里面呢,一定要酿造那种 彼此一起的这种啊气氛，而不要开始养成一种独立各自走各自的这样的一个情况。
And as I said before, don't overwork any one of the spouses.
不管怎么样，一定不要让对方过分了。
I think men have a harder problem in this area.
这个方面呢，男人比较会有问题。
They get so caught up with their jobs and their education that they utterly ignore sometimes their partner.
有时候呢，先生他太用心，太专心于工作或者是教育知识方面呢，而忽略了自己的配偶。
And then money becomes their power.
然后呢，男人就有以钱为自己的权势了。
Because the argument becomes,After all, I support you. I'm the one that makes the money. That shows my love towards you.
因为困难争执来的时候呢，这个男的呢，赚钱的这一方就想说呢，是我在赚钱，是我在养你。你看，我不是爱你吗？
No, my friend, that doesn't show your love. That's just an excuse.
这个不是爱，这个是一个借口而已。
It's when you understand each other, and you care about each other, and you share each other's responsibilities.
真正的爱就是你关心对方，你在意对方，而且你愿意跟对方分担，了解对方才是爱。
You might say that's not my culture.
或许你说这不是我的文化。
But there are some things that go beyond culture.
但是人不是只有活在文化里面。
Some things are common courtesy.
也是一种共通的体统。
You see, the person on the outside can be very nice, very kind to people when they get home.That courtesy is not extended to their families.
有时候一个人在外面所表现出来对别人呢非常的好，可是到一回到家呢就没有失去那种礼貌了。
I know one young man whose father was very courteous in church. He was a deacon. Everyone liked him, but when he got home, there was nothing but fussing and criticism and arguing from the father.
我曾经认识一个年轻人，他说他的爸爸呢在教会里面担任很重要的职务，而且在教会是被认为是很好的一个人，可是一回到家就有很多的批评责难，或者是生气，或者是啊很不好的态度，所以让这一位年轻人呢不能认同。
And there are some things that are just ethical, things that we should do because they're right.
很多时候有一些事情是对的，是合理的，是伦理性的，我们应该做。
That's why you must grow together in unity together and not be independent.
那就是为什么彼此要有一种结合，要彼此依赖，不要变成两个个体，独立的个体。
I mean independent of each other.
就是那种独立性的个体。
We are all have our independence.
我们当然有都有自己的独立性。
We are all our own person.
我们自己就是自己一个人。
But when it comes to the family, there should be a dependency on each other.
但是来谈到婚姻的时候呢，我们就一定要有彼此的依赖生存的关系。
I've only given you three today.
今天我就给你三个原则。
Let us go over them again.
我们来做一个复习。
Marriage is more than romance.
婚姻不是只有罗曼蒂克的气氛。
Also, marriage means you leave home.
婚姻代表你要离开你的原生家庭。
The baggage you take, you begin to examine to see what you need.
你所带出来的要开始去检查一下是不是你现在需要的。
The second one is that marriage means leaving home.
第二个意思是你记得你已经离家。
Leaving some of the baggage that we brought with us.
把一些不要带过去的要把它放掉。
Then the third one is, we must learn dependence on each other.
那第三个就是要学习彼此依赖的生存。
Not to put more on one spouse than the other.
不要让一方呢担太多的责任。
And not to become independent of each other.
也不可以到一个地步形成个人太独立。
I trust this helps you.
我希望这些都帮助你。
And I know that if you call upon God,He can help you.
如果你愿意的话，向神祈求，他会帮助你的。
He really can make a difference in your marriage.
在你的婚姻里面，让你有所更新，有所不一样。
So as you think over these things,
当你好好的想这些我讲的，
examine yourself,
好好的检查自己，
and see where you might need to help at yourself in areas.
看看自己有什么需要改进、被帮助的。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。